Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspirational here at Fountain of Life. We want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, the author and finisher of faith, the only wise God and the true one that will divide the truth from the untruth and give you wisdom to walk in the light and to be worthwhile in this cold and evil dark world. We have many things to be thankful for this morning, and just want to give glory to God this morning for all He has done and created, and the things that He shows us in our lives. And we pray this day that you would just be renewed with strength. Today I'd like to give a little thought here. It won't be a long opening here, but just doing what you're supposed to be doing and not looking for a reward for this life. In this life, you just do what is true and right, and let God have the glory. That He receives the reward, and at least that motivation. You know, if you have that motivation, God will give you a reward. He's a good father. But many times, man looks to be rewarded for what he has done. And that's his motivation for doing what he does. So we have a little teaching here in Luke 17. In verse 7, Jesus said, "But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by when he has come in from the field, 'Go sit down to meat or to eat?' But he would rather say, would he not rather say to him, 'Make ready wherewith I may sup and gird thyself and serve me, to have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink.' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So, likewise, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do.'" And that is the will of God this morning for us. And let's think about some of these little directions that we were given in the scriptures by our Father in heaven. And put our perspectives alongside of light and truth and the Word of God. Here we have a situation where someone has owned a servant. The servant's duty is to do what he's bidden to do. Nothing more, nothing less. We notice here the servant is working. Probably a little bit tired, ready for a meal. Goes into the house for lunch. He is being fed, taken care of by the master. And the master is ready to eat. So the servant gets the food around for the master and the drink. And the servant quietly serves the master. And the master has no obligation to tell the servant thank you. We have a Western thought pattern, a little more so, where we are used to being told to tell someone thank you when they do something for us, no matter what status they are in our lives, if they're bosses or helpers or children or whatever. But here, in this teaching, when the servant does what it's supposed to be doing, there was no need of giving him thanks. He did what he was supposed to do. And you have, he said, likewise, go and do as I have commanded you, the things that I have commanded you. And when you do them, just have the mindset that you are an unprofitable servant and you're doing that which is your duty to do. Now, let's put this to the next level. Why? why do the things that you're told to do? Now, this was written before the death and burial and resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. And if we have understanding, we have knowledge of the grace of God that has appeared unto all men, the desire that God has, that man should be reconciled to him, shall have a relationship with him, and walk with joy and peace, and long-suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and all the fruits that come by having the Spirit. knowing full well that the true God of heaven has demonstrated his love towards us while you were yet a sinner, and that Christ died for the ungodly. He was crucified for your justification and has risen that you may live. Then how much do you need? How much glory do you need? How many times do you need to be told thank you for the things that you were supposed to be doing? Because why? Because your sin debt is paid. He has taken it. He has taken the burden of your sin. He has given you of his Holy Spirit and has given you the victory. The victory over sin and death and hell. And this, my friends, and my brothers and sisters, whoever you are, is what propels us to do those things which are commanded to us. It's a labor of love to our King, to the only one wise God, the only true Pontinent, Lord of Lords. And this is what you are supposed to do. This is what you get to do. Serve those who need serving. Serve those who don't need serving. Serve humans, mankind. Serve them. Even the rich need to be served, and the poor, and the middle class. Be a servant, and don't look for the glory amongst the feeble men, but look for the glory that which is from above. Hope in Christ. Hope in God. May God bless your day.